Okay. Tonight's discussion is sort of a follow-up on the halachos of grape juice. We're talking about some other aspects of wine which might perhaps invalidate it from being roi for kiddush. The first one is grape juice itself. A few years ago this happened. In order to better serve the Jewish community, Welch's grape juice. We mentioned, by the way, last night, Louis Ginsberg, Professor Louis Ginsberg and grape juice. When he was trying to promote using grape juice for kiddush, the grape juice that he was talking about was not Kedem. Kedem didn't exist at the time. The only grape juice that was around in America was Welch's. He even had contests with Welch's. Now, I don't understand exactly how he was planning on doing that, because, by definition, Welch's grape juice is Tam Yenum, meaning a Jew is not allowed to have Welch's grape juice because it was produced by Dayan.
I think that aren't there certain coolers that people rely on if the machinery does a lot of the pressing?
Right. There are, if it's never touched by a dry until it gets pasteurized, that would be okay. It's hard to imagine, though, in the 1920s that Welch's was totally mechanic. I don't know. I guess the answer is, we're usually machmir that those that can possible from in terms of Bishul Akum and Samyenum is not necessarily only Nachrim. A mumer also might be a problem as far as Bishul Akum is concerned, and maybe by Stamienim also. So if he's a mumer, meaning he can't, he himself, if he would touch Arwan, would make it invalid. So therefore, he couldn't be mafbid on Stamienim because he would invalidate his own wine. That depression someone discussed with me a few months ago, what's the halacha is a Baal Teshuva, who's still Mechal Shabbos, but he's gradually becoming prum. He wants to keep the halacha that he can, and slowly he's, or Yair, I don't remember which one it was. So let's say it's about Shuvah, and he wants to teach Tam Yenum, but he's Machal Shabbos still, so is he going to be podium his own wine?
Maybe it would be a Mumur, right,
let's say it's not Mumur, is that going
maybe
to be a problem? Maybe
it would be a Mumur L'Tayavah, maybe he can be Machal between that and
maybe, also, right, or maybe, also we presume that if he's, if the main reason of Tam Yenum was because of Chasnus, so let's say he'll marry his own family, that would be great, meaning it's just a cute point showing how by Mumur B'derech Klal we presume there is still a problem of Bishul Akum and maybe of Samyenim. Okay. For that, a few years ago they had Welch's grape juice, and Welch's made a special production for the OU, under the OU, and it said in the Kashra with Kiddush or Arbitosis. But there was one difference between Welch's and Kedem, and that Welch's was made primarily from concentrate. Kedem is made from 95% real. They still use concentrate to sweeten it. They don't use sugar. No sugar added, it says in the front. That's because they use grape juice concentrate to sweeten it. But it's still made from pure grapes, as opposed to Welch's that was made from concentrated grape juice. And there's a mafokas, between contemporary postim, if concentrated grape juice is valid for Kiddush. By having that grape juice, obviously the OU is taking sides. The OU is postulating that concentrate is valid. But not everyone agreed with that. In fact, even within the OU, there was some postim that the OU asks, they weren't so happy about it. It just happened that the consensus in the OU thought it was okay, and since Roe passed yes, they gave the go-ahead and gave the OU to Welch's. But let's examine a little bit why it's not good. And one of the major postum that presume that concentrated grape juice is not good, we didn't start yet, no sources yet. One of the major postums to presume that it's not valid is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. In the fourth Shuva from in the original Minchas Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, he points out the following points. Before you discuss grape juice concentrate, one should really ask, obviously grape juice concentrate is good, because every grape juice should really be grape juice concentrate. What's concentrate? By definition, concentrate means you take partly very, very intense grape juice, let's say one quarter very intense grape juice, and three quarters water. And really every wine is made of a lot of grape flavor, per se, and a lot of water. That's what wine is, right? Most of wine is water. So why should grape juice concentrate be any worse than regular grape juice, which comes from water plus grapes? So says Rosh Hashanah Orbach, V'Beis Yosef, in Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Matzos talks about this. Why? Because in Hilchos Matzos we have a din that mei peros are not machmis. If you make matzah with just mei peros, even if you do it in more than 18 minutes, it's still not chametz. So the Beis Yosef goes on a tangent trying to define what's meteros. What if you add a lot of water to orange juice? Maybe that's still meteros, because orange juice has water in it anyway. Maybe if you add more water, it's still orange juice. So you quote the following opinion. This is if you see in the parentheses here, the brackets, it's Bedech Abayis. Bedech Abayis was the Beis Yosef, when he wrote the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber of Yosef wrote the Beis Yosef, Then he went through the Beis Yosef a second time and wrote addenda. So the additions are Beda Chabayis, meaning Beis Yosef was the house of Yosef, the house of Rabbi Yosef Karo. Beda Chabayis, he checked the house, and his additions are Beda Chabayis. So he quotes in the Beda Chabayis in Siman Tav Samach Beis, Hilchos Pesach, the following din from the Rashbat. Tosef HaRash ben HaRashbat, Rav Shimon ben Samach Duran, was a late Rishon, early Atrom. Yayin Smuchim, hu Tiyayin Anovim. Wine from raisins is like wine from grapes. Because the water that one soaked raisins in for a long time, they change their identity after one soaks the raisins in them for a long time. Meaning, raisin wine consists of raisins soaked in water for a long time. Says the Beis Yosef, that also would not be machmit. Even though raisin wine is really clearly water that raisins are soaked in, it's really two separate identities, we still say that if you soak the raisins for a long time, it becomes one new identity, which is raisin wine. Kimayim shov v'shamin, shenishtanu b'soch ha'anovim, ad tan l'shono. Says the Beis Yosef, quoting in the Rashbat, just like all wine is partly water, we presume, since the water went from the grapes into the, went from the clouds into the grapes, and became wine in the grapes, it's no longer considered wine. Water is considered wine. So too, if you take raisins and soak them for a long time in water, the water undergoes the same process. It becomes a new identity, which is raisin wine. It's not wine and raisins.
It changes the bracha.
Changes the bracha, makes a dalet for kiddush perhaps, and also changes the halacha as far as chametz. It's no longer machmet, even though part of this is H2O. I mean, halachically, it's not H2O, it's raisin wine. Just like all wine. Says Rosh Hashanah, that's only true if it's in for a long time and it's soaked in, meaning it becomes part of the raisin wine. But says Rosh Hashanah, in this case, where you have a concentrate and you just manually add water to the concentrate, that is not necessarily so. So Rosh Hashanah says the first reason for Rosh Hashanah to say that grape juice made from concentrate is not considered good for Kiddush, step one is that he presumes that grape juice made from concentrate consists of two separate parts, wine, very, very intense wine, and water, as opposed to all wine that really has water in it, but that wine at least became one through the grapes. Even raisins, for a long time, became one through the grapes, as opposed to when you add them as two different ingredients, they remain two different ingredients, and they're not going to be valid for Kiddush. So step number one, in Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about wine from concentrate, grape juice from concentrate. So step number one in Rosh Hashanah's thinking, in saying that wine or grape juice from concentrate is not valid for Kiddush, is that the two ingredients retain their own identities. We have grape juice, very, very strong grape juice, space, water. Which leads us to two problems. Number one, says Rosh Hashanah, even if you say it's valid for Kiddush, Yesh Radun in the second source, Linyan Bracha Achrona, one can declare what the din is by the Bracha Achrona on grape juice from concentrate. Dim Zer Rak B'Pnei Atam. Even if you say that it has a very perfect taste of grape juice, no different than grape juice that's made naturally, Avolo Shedam HaMayim Netach L'Yayim, but the water part never changed to be wine or grape juice, L'Fi Zeh, so if we presume that just by adding the two ingredients together, you're not creating a new identity, a new hybrid of wine again, you're just making it grape juice concentrate and water, it would come out that if you have a revius, usually if you have a revius of wine, you make an aladefen, says Rosh Hashanah, since the water doesn't become wine, if you have a revius of Welch's grape juice from concentrate, you should only make a brain of fascia. So not even that. You barely had any, well, you had a revius of water together with a little bit of wine. Not a revius of wine. So says Rosh Hashanah, step number one is that even if you tell me it's hadrofen, it's not going to be brain of fascia. It's not going to be aladefen because you only had a little wine and a lot of water. Says Rosh Hashanah, the same thing would be true for Kiddush. Even according to this step, if you want to make Kiddush on grape juice from concentrate, you'd have to use a very, very big becher. That you had enough grape juice from concentrate that would fulfill the shear of revius, because the wine does not turn into, the water does not turn into wine.
So what's the proportions of concentrated water?
I'm not sure. I think it's something to do with something around 1 to 4, approximately. I'm not sure.
1 concentrated to 4 units of water?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I mean, like orange juice is like 1 to 3.
Is it? So maybe the same
thing. I just know like the
yeah.
Tropicana.
Yeah, the Tropicana.
They
right.
Have 3 cans.
3. So maybe, okay, maybe it's 1 out of 4. Maybe 1 part and 3 parts.
No, it's definitely rogue water.
Right, definitely rogue water. Right. So.
Tom Kanker, is that player role here?
Rosh Hashanah actually quotes that. He says, by Tom Kiefer, we have that rule by Kav. He says, let's say you have dehydrated milk. Let's say you take milk, and you dehydrate it, and then you add water in again, powdered milk. Let's say that fell into Cholens. What would we do? It would be treif unless there is 6 pieces of mevatel, the entire milk, including the water, not just the powder. Why don't we take the same svar? He says, no. There, you don't need it to become milk. All you need is that it's milk with water. That is, there's a taste of milk from ice in all that water. So he says, we'll understand, you need to mevatel the entire volume of water with milk. No, even without the Tivanat Nevelo, because Tivanat Nevelo is not going to happen when it's just milk and water. Kanan is only, it doesn't happen by a hectare. Well, it's only by something, if it makes something
like
Kanan. Right, by something else. Right. Machokos Rishonos is by Vosel Chalav or even by Shari Surim, but it's by Yisurim, meaning you don't say Kanan just by milk into water. But he says, even if the water would be halachically water, Lamaisa, it's water that has Tam milk in it. So therefore, you need Shishim to add the volume of the entire water because it's milk and water, as opposed to here where we need a new entity called wine that we don't necessarily have. So he talks about that in the Tshuva. So step number one, Rosh Hashanah goes through, is that even if you say it's perfectly valid for Kiddush, it's not going to be valid unless you have a lot to be mevatel this year. That's step number one. Step number two, says Rosh Hashanah in the same Tshuva, the third source here, Benidam Zindan, Harei La'achar Shenizbashel Kol Kach Harbe, Ad Shenisha Rach Tamsis, Shal Elchad Mechamisha. Oh, Rosh Hashanah says it's 1 out of 5, meaning 1 part and 4 parts. At least that's the case he was talking about. So if that's the situation, it becomes so strong, it's only 1/5 of its original volume, Ein Roy Kval Shtia. By definition, you can't drink such strong guk, because it's so little water, it'll taste too strong. In Cain, what happens if you would have that guk, what bracha would it be? If you drink that? Obviously shakal, because it's not Roy L'Shtia. So Rosh Hashanah says, a chiddush, but he says, Im Cain, minayim lanu, shechazar vehechshero aydei hosef samayim. How do we know that after you add water, all of a sudden you make a priyadothin? Once it became dormant, it became a shahakol, how do we know that a human being can recreate the bracha of hadothin? Once it was demoted from hadothin to shahakol, how do we know that just by adding water we can reinstate the bracha of hadothin? Says Rosh Hashanah, it's a very big chiddush to say. He's not willing to say that. He thinks it should really be shahakol, meaning once it became a paste, and not grape juice, how do we know we can recreate grape juice? So he passed into Halacha Lamaisa not to use concentrate. There's a major question on Tanis though. What's the question?
Of course,
know, at least in the olden days, the days of the Talmud, the way to make water was with mezida. In fact, if you used wine that was not mazuk, very often, like for example, the Pesach, if you drank wine that's not mazuk, you are not yotzei, at least the cheres aspect. Because that's not a free man, that's someone who's in a rush. A person who's free will drink wine which is diluted in the proper proportions. So Rosh Hashanah raises this. He says, hold on, my svara is contradicted from many places in Talmud because the Gemara tells us that by definition wine is diluted and that means you couldn't really drink it before. So how can I say that by grape juice it's different? Says Rosh Hashanah in the next few lines, V'yayin shani hasam shekafu ikar asiyas hayayin. Says Rosh Hashanah, no, wine is different. Because wine, it's normal. The way you make wine, the halakhically valid way to make wine is that wine becomes a sort of a concentrate, and it's normal to add water. So that's the normal way to make wine. As opposed to grape juice is perfectly fine. There's no reason to have it become strong and then dilute it. So since there's no reason for it to become strong and then dilute it, he says he thinks that's a chiddush. So that's considered human intervention. And human intervention cannot create grape juice. Wine is not human intervention. Wine is the normal process. It happens to be we need humans to finish the normal process. But that's not considered an additional step. As opposed to grape juice, it's an additional step. He is not willing to be matir.
Is that Erope that we were talking about last night, the concentrate?
I wonder. I mean, would that be... I mean, that could be why the Europa's not. That's why it's charcoal, maybe, because it's so concentrated.
That's what Shumgong says. He said they cooked it into that mush.
Right. But they still liked eating it, probably. I mean, I'm not sure.
Because you were talking about the grape.
Right.
Whether that's a charcoal or a
right. It's a good question. The way the Bircha Yosef seems to say it, the one that we quoted last night, even the Chesna Vdol and the Tshuva later, he seemed to just be talking about the very fact that it changed state. Meaning, even if it wasn't so concentrated that you couldn't drink it or you couldn't eat it, it just became a food instead of a beverage, and that's not because we had often. So it might be that Eropi was not as concentrated, and still it's charcoal. As opposed to here, it's purely because it's fat. I mean, in here it's still a beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still charcoal because it's not, you don't usually drink it. So, I mean, right, because it's just not really able to steal.
Mora Ben Ezra has a case about where they used to soak pieces of Paris. Like more
Paris
at the
end.
Yeah.
And they used to take that little Paris in their pocket. They get to the destination, they soak the Paris in the water, and they become like wine again.
Rosh Hashanah doesn't quote that, but it probably would be akin to the case of Yayin Smukim. If you soak it for a long time, and instead of adding something, you sort of...
Right, the water over there. It's not the same
what
exact
they did was
thing.
They made, it was clay that they made with wine instead of water. So the idea was there was a tremendous amount of wine solids in the clay. So then when you dumped it in water,
they threw it out.
It would melt and then what would be there would be
putting water in the concentrate. If anything, it's worse because it's totally not an oil at the time of the
incomplete carousel. So it's sort of like instant, interesting. I'm not familiar with the Gemara, I don't remember.
Where's
the Gemara?
The
Gemara
said the only case over there is in Israel getting a nest.
To me, it's
very interesting.
Wine over there, it should be far
no, he said if it was wine when they made it, when they mixed it into the clay, if it's wine when they mixed it into the clay, that means it's Samianum already or Yannesk already. Then the fact that they put it into a form for storage will not necessarily get rid of its shame again. It was author before they put it into
okay.
place.
Okay. Yeah, but okay, I'm not familiar. But that's Rosh Hashanah's stock. If you go through the Tshuva, there are a few points that one could disagree with, some of them we mentioned, so it might be that's why some people presume that concentrate is valid. But that's Rosh Hashanah's stock. It's important to know. Most grape juice now is not really made from concentrate, although I don't know the Messias, some of the sparkling grape juices from Kedem say mix of grape, fresh and concentrated grape juice. I don't know the proportions there. Like I said, all kinds of grape juice is sweetened with concentrate, and that's not a problem because that's just a little sweetener. They just don't want to use sugar. They want to write no sugar added, so they use a cup. Like most fruit juice companies, you know, they do that. It's all natural fruit juice. They use pear juice, make it sweet, you know, these very, very sugary juices. So Kedem does it. I don't know with the sparkling ones that it says on the label, fresh and concentrated grape juice. I don't know how much concentrate is there. But that's Rosh Hashanah's tzach. So we try to abide by that usually. The OU was going out a little bit on a limb when they put the Hashrach on OU on Welch's concentrated grape juice. That's because Ari Ganach and others, the postman in the OU, thought that it wasn't a problem necessarily. They don't make it anymore, but that's at least what was going on for that short period of time. Okay, that is grape juice from concentrate. Another issue, as far as grape juice is concerned, is by definition, at least until recently, every grape juice is yayin mevushal. As we mentioned last night, the way to make grape juice is to cook the grapes so that they are pasteurized enough that they're not going to ferment. Which brings us to discussion in general, what's the halakha of yayin mevushal for Kiddush altogether? There are those that are machmir not to have yayin mevushal ever. Let's trace that and try to understand, first of all, our kula for why we do, and iron out some kinks within the studio. Says the Gemara Maseches Bava Brasa, the same studio we quoted last night, the business studio, as far as when a person sells wine, what do they mean? When they say wine, do they always mean wine? Some wine will be spoiled. The Gemara Maseches Bava Brasa tells us that Tzadi Zayin Amad Aleph, if you recall, just those of you here yesterday, the Gemara was trying to figure out, we had one statement. The statement told us that Yayin, the Gemara told us that Yayin that's valid for Kiddush has to be Yayin, which is Roy, Bedavim is Be'ah. The Gemara made the equation. The only wine that's valid for Kiddush is wine, which is valid for the Mizbeah. We pointed out, the Gemara says, even if it's only valid for the other for the Mizbeah, it still could be Kosher with Hatzilah for Kiddush, but it has to be valid, at least in some way, for the Mizbeah. Then the Gemara is bothered That was a member of Rav. What's Rav driving at? When Rav tells us this equation, the only wine that's valid for Kiddush is wine which is Roya Adam Mizbeah, what's he coming to tell us not to use? And then Rav goes through a list, must be at least 10 types of wine, trying to figure out which one we're excluding. So says Tosus on the Gemara, on the bottom of Sadi Diamond Aleph, the places, Ilem Bubutu Yayin Megito, Tosus, before we see the code inside, Tosus is about, you know, it's strange. I have a perfect thing for the Gemara to exclude. Why didn't the Gemara say, when we say that the only wine that's valid is wine which is Roya Adam Mizbeah, why don't we say the Gemara is trying to exclude Yayin Mubushal? Because we know that once wine is cooked, it's no longer valid for the Mizbeah. Why did the Gemara jump and say quite clearly, when Rav said that you need to be Roya Adam Mizbeah, what Rav meant was don't use Yayin Mubushal for Kiddush. So Tosfos says, no, we could say that the reason the Gemara didn't use that is because had Yayin Mubushal not be good for Kiddush, Yayin Mubushal would be Shahakol. And then the Gemara would have to say, Yayin Mubushal is Shahakol, and it would be too much of a tangent. So by using the idea of just Roya Adam Mizbeah, it must not be driving at Yayin Mubushal. That's the point that we're not seeing inside. But Tosfos says, Yesh lo hirayim yushalmi, the show the Arab Sufim, the Yayin Mubushal. One can prove from two Yerushalmis that Yayin Mubushal is indeed good for Kiddush, and it's a Hadrofen. So Amar Hasam, it says in the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, Arba Kosas She'amru Yotzin B'Yayin Mubushal. It says Mefurash, that for the Dalai Kosas, you can use Yayin Mubushal. So if that's true, that's the Yerushalmi says twice, so that clearly proves that you can use Yayin Mubushal for Kiddush, because Yayin Mubushal, because one of the Dalai Kosas is Kiddush.
But those are the Rabbanan.
That's true, that's true.
And Yayin on Friday night could be the Raisa.
That's true, although 99.5% of the Rishonim say that Yayin Mubushal, that Yayin for Kiddush is only the Rabbanan. Even though Kiddush Friday night might be the Raisa,
you know,
for the most a strong majority, that Al Yayin is only the Rabbanan. There's a funny Rashi, or pseudo Rashi, Miyuchas Rashi in the Darim, a few other places that might presume that Yayin is Ma'akev Midaraisa, but we presume usually not.
I know on even in Arba Kosas, on a situation where the Seder is Friday night, they say the first cup should be a little bigger.
Larger, right. It's a funny stuff of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which is based on the Mishnah Berurah. This is my focus in terms of Shiurim, what the din is, how we determine what the Shiur Revius is. But Mardi is two different codes. Number one is based upon fingers, number two is just based upon eggs. So the problem is they don't line up. So the Mishnah Berurah says, use the larger one Friday night because Kiddush at least has its origins in the Raisa.
Uh-huh.
So based on that, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, it's quoted by Rav David Feinstein, the Kol Dodi HaDoda, that for Friday night, that for Dalai Kosas, which are all Drabbanan, you can use the smaller shear, which he quoted around 3.3 or 3 ounces. But for Kiddush on Friday night, use Alad Mishnah Berurah that said be Matan for Friday night, use 4.42. That's the way the Kol Dodi HaDoda quotes Rav Moshe. But as Rabbi Willard and other people pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah and therefore Moshe Feinstein are hard to understand because according to everyone, Kiddush al Yayin is Rabbanan. So who cares if Kiddush itself is the Raisa? You still don't have to be Matan Friday night because the Kiddush al Yayin is only the Rabbanan. So therefore, if you really hold that 3.3 is good for other mitzvahs the Rabbanan, it should be valid even Friday night, Lakora, because al Yayin is also only the Rabbanan. There are very, very few Rishonim that hold that it's You're saying you have to say something like that. Mishnah Berurah, meaning it's not Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is going out of the formula of the Mishnah Berurah who said, be Matan for Friday night. Right. That's probably
sure,
something like that.
Sure,
right. Right. Must be. But the whole idea of the Shurim itself, it's funny. That's the thing. It's not the Yehuda who's double the Shurim also because these two Shurim didn't line up. So the whole thing is really, it's not even a real stuff in Ravana. It's sort of mystery work and guesswork. Okay. But so says Tosfos, you see from the Yerushalmi, at least Tosfos thinks it's a good raya, that if Dalet Tosfos work, and even the one that's Kiddush, you can use with Yayin Mevushal, then in Fandah, you see from there that Yayin Mevushal is valid for Kiddush. Alma Mekatanei Mevushal, Udulot Kirish Rashi, the Harash, Shekasu, Yayin Mevushal, Levark Nalav Shahakol, Yishkani, the Dreyusa. As opposed to the two opinions, the two Rishonim on record, that say that Yayin Mevushal is not good for Kiddush, is Rashi, and the Rash. The Rash is the Rash Mishanis. He wrote a Perish on Zeroyim. He wrote a Perish on Zeroyim and Taurus. Mishnah is Zeroyim, Mishnah is Taurus. So the two Rishonim on record, aside from some of the Onin, who say that Yayin Mevushal is not valid for Kiddush, are Rashi and the Rash Mishanis. Now, Rashi does not exist anywhere, Alashas. The one place that you find Rashi is one of his Talmidim, Sefer HaPardes, or some of the Sarim that came from the Beis Medrash of Rashi, written by Talmidim of Rashi, seems to quote that Rashi says you shouldn't make Kiddush on Yayin Mevushal. But that's not really any better source than Tosfos saying they heard it from Rashi. Somehow Tosfos knew that Rashi
I'm
said
sure
that.
The
Sorry? The Udesh Rambam. The Udesh Rambam. There's a big difference between the Rambam, which we'll just assume, and this Rashi. So Rashi and the Rash hold that Yayin Mevushal is not only not valid for Kiddush, the last three words in this source is Shehakol Ishtami Yibra Yusa. They hold that Yayin Mevushal is so fundamentally different, it's not even Hadassim. It's Shehakol, because it's changed negatively. Now, this is really based upon the Tosfos in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos on the Lamed Ches tells us the rule that any peros which are eaten both raw and cooked have the same bracha when they're raw and cooked. For example, let's say, just for argument's sake, people eat the same amount of carrots, raw and cooked, let's say, then it's hadama, whether it's raw and cooked. But let's say, like in Europe, no one ever had raw carrots. My wife's grandfather used to point out when he was in Europe, he came to America as a young boy, by Salman Sharkman from Flatbush, but he used to point out that when he was growing up, the only people that used to eat carrots raw, the only ones who used to eat carrots raw were the animals. I mean, in salad, this is a very American thing, especially Cafe 921, like, so there's a great salad bar. But when they're fowl, raw salad is an American thing. We used to not have salad that was raw. So let's say in Europe, where salad was never raw, if you had raw carrots, you'd make shahakol, because they're primarily eaten cooked. That's the rule that Gemara says. The Tosfos says, most Rishonim hold, if they're in equal proportion of erech, if they're approximately equal, you make ha'etz or hadama, both raw and cooked. So says Tosfos, what's the din by Yayin Mevushal? Tosfos says, on the Lamed Ches Amud Beis in Brachos, that Yayin Mevushal also, Yayin Mevushal is perfectly fine before it's cooked, and perfectly fine after it's cooked. Therefore, both are hadafen. So says Tosfos. Both before and after is hadafen. Rashi, quoted in this Tosfos, holds that after it's cooked, it's changed, it undergoes a negative change, and therefore it becomes shakol. Just trying to be Yusuf. Who disagrees? Tosfos over here also. Tosfos that holds that it's valid for Kiddush, holds that it's hadafen. So Tosfos holds in those places that Yayin, which is Mevushal, is not Ishtani Yudvei Yusa, but Rashi holds that it is Ishtani Yudvei Yusa. Rashi holds it's changed, Tosfos holds it's not changed.
Rashi was a winemaker.
Rashi was a winemaker. Right. So the question is, I think they point out, it's not so simple. Was Rashi really a winemaker more than other people? Apparently in those times, most people had small vineyards in the backyard, so it could be everyone really was winemakers, which means even Tosfos that lived in the Franco-German area might have been also familiar with wine. But this is a very strange mafokas. Some of mafokas in Matthias. What's going on? Either wine tastes better before it's cooked, or it doesn't taste better before it's cooked. What Rashi tells their argument is Matthias. So just, first of all, there is a similar mafokas in Zmanazeh. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that he thinks that you can't, the Zmanazeh, there's no hechsher of Yayin Mevushal. Yayin Mevushal doesn't work to make something immune from Mava Akum. He thinks, he writes this in Shlomo, I think in the Nuntes, he writes, Mava Akum Yayin Mevushal does not work as Zman Hazeh. Why? Because he says Yayin Mevushal means you make the wine a little worse, and therefore the Nafri will not want to use it for the Mizbeah. But Zman Hazeh, they have a trick. They put it through pipes. You don't lose any volume. The wine tastes just as good. So if it's not noticeably different, then you didn't prevent Mava Akum. Shlomo says Halacha L'Maisa. Most folks disagree. He thinks Halacha L'Maisa, there's no heter of Yayin Mevushal does not have it, because of the way they use it. So in a footnote, in the Truman, he writes, he heard from a winemaker that there really is a difference, that we know that Yayin not Mevushel is much better than Yayin Mevushel. He says, nah, but we can tell it's really the same thing. So that's also Machlokas Metzius, the Shalzaman and the winemaker. And you see they're arguing in Metzius, so maybe it's the same Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. That's really a little cute. That's really not Machlokas. What's going on here? What's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? Either it changed or it didn't change. How can you have Machlokas if Mevushel wine changed or not? So it might be that this is Rashi and Tosfos of Shitasim. Tosfos is really right. Yayin Mevushel might be a tiny bit different, but it didn't really change that much from before the cooking and after the cooking. However, Rashi, there's a strange opinion that Rashi holds, a minority opinion in Maseches Brachos, on that Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Rashi holds that whenever there's only one nitan, there's only one purpose for every plant or vegetable. That means, or every fruit or vegetable. That means, if you plant apples in order to make apple sauce, then if you eat the apples themselves, they're going to be shahar tol. Rashi seems like a die to the huffy. The fact that you plant something for purpose A, that means it's for that purpose and for no other purpose whatsoever. That's Rashi's unique opinion. Most Rishonim presume you can plant something for multi-purpose, for purpose A, B, or C. Rashi holds you can only plant something for one purpose. So it might be that that's Rashi Lushitasso. Rashi holds, the reason Rashi says that it's the Shani Libreyusa is that Bishul is such a significant change, it's impossible to plant something and have in mind that it should be both, it should be used for both pre-cooked and post-cooked situations. Because Rashi holds there's only one purpose that wine can be used for, that anything can be planted for. For example, apples can only be planted for either use raw or use cooked, or use as applesauce. You can't have it multi-purpose. So that would be Rashi if he does. So really, wine that's Mevushel has not changed so much. But Rashi holds that most things can only be planted with one purpose in mind. And therefore, it's impossible for both Mevushel and not Mevushel to be Hagafen. That's why Rashi holds it's not a Machlokas Metzius. That's why Rashi holds it doesn't work, because Rashi holds it's impossible to have wine cooked, planted for both purposes of Mevushel and not Mevushel. Either one or the other. And he presumes it's for not Mevushel. Therefore, Mevushel is going to be shahar tol. What comes out from that?
How does that go, though? I mean, like, do I want to eat apples raw or do I want to eat them baked into something?
Right.
I think you might make some sense on that, but I mean, putting that aside, in other words, drinking wine cooked and drinking wine raw, why is that necessarily different?
Yeah, so we presume that Bishul by itself is a major change. You're right, some changes are not, but Bishul is one of the things that Gemara seems to say is a major change that separates between Nasi Adai to the Huffy for that purpose and for that purpose. That might be forgotten. So why is this so important? If that's forgotten Rashi, it comes out that if Kedem plants grapes specifically for making Mevushel wine, then even Rashi would hold that wine is Agafen. Because the whole point in Rashi is not that Mevushel by definition is terrible. It's that Mevushel, you can't plant things for two purposes, for both pre-cook and post-cook. But if they plant it specifically for post-cook, if you get Kedem to do that, then that wine will be valid even according to Rashi, it should be Hadrafen and valid for Kiddush. So it comes out that it would be a very good top that would be worth even according to Rashi, if that's counting Rashi.
My ignorance, can it have the Mevushel wine? I mean, most of the wines are not.
Right. Most,
most are.
Most are.
And we'll get to, in the end of this, we'll talk about how even those that say they're not might be Mevushel. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. So that's Rashi. There's a major difference between Rashi holds that wine that's cooked is shahakol and the Rambam. The Rambam tells us in Perek Chavtes, Alof Yudala, the next source. Is it happening here, by the way? Or is it? No, it's fine. Okay, good. No, it's fine. Thank you. Ein Mekashin, says the Rambam. Ein Mekashin, now there's something for you. Ein Mekashin, El Yain Haroy, and Asach Elam Mizbeach. Says the Rambam, the only wine that's valid for Kiddush is wine, which is Roy, and Asach, Adab Mizbeach, like the Gemara told us. If you add sugar or honey or something that makes it chametz, yeast type of thing, even if it's in an enormous proportion, a very, very minute proportion, there's an enormous proportion of wine to this little sugar or yeast, most of the Western postrim presume that you can't use wine to which sugar was added. That's what the Rambam says. V'yesh mi shematru tar de shalav. And some say that it's mutter. That wine is mutter. Meaning wine to which sugar is added is mutter. Why? The Chesed Mishnah explains, because wine to which sugar is added, even though it's not valid for the Mizbeach, intrinsically is valid. The wine itself is okay. There's just an additive which makes it not valid for the Mizbeach. But itself is okay. As opposed to Yayin Mavushol, says the Rambam, the Omer, those that are made for sugar added, still hold, whenever ha Yayin HaRoi v'nasach adam Mizbeach, elu lehoti Yayin Shirecho Ra, o Medula, o Mavushol, sh'em etajin alechem ehem. The Meitel opinion, says the Rambam, that holds that you can use wine to which sugar is added, still holds you can't use what? You can't use Yayin Mavushol. So the Rambam holds, you can't use Yayin Mavushol, why? Because it's not Roi v'nasach adam Mizbeach. Which means, the Rambam holds that Mavushol wine is still hadrofen. It's not that it's a shiny Rebusa. It's a bazundra psul. It's a separate psul just for Kiddush. So says the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam holds only din in Kiddush. It is still valid for, it still is going to be hadrofen. So there are people that are choshish for the Rambam that will make hadrofen on wine during the week, but still won't use it for Kiddush. Meaning if they were choshish for Rashi, they should make shakol, or they shouldn't drink wine because of the suffix brachos. So the min of olam, no one's kosher for Rashi, and this Rash that doesn't quote it, but people are kosher for the Rambam, and try to use wine that's not Mavushal. We'll get to the halacha might about the Messias of Mavushal in a second, but let's just see the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mekashin oyen Mavushal v'ayayin sheish bod vash. The main opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is that one can use Mavushal, one can use wine with sugar added, because that's what most Rishonim holds. V'yesh omrim, which is the Rambam, she'en Mekashin olayhem. The Rambam, the min of Kaddish olav, the min is to use it for Kiddush, afil yesh o yayin acher, rachshin atov from Mavushal, o sheish bod vash. As long as this is the best wine you have, it's better to use better wine than to be closer to the Rambam. If everything's equal, why not do the Rambam? But if you can, if the wine which you have is better, then you could use it even though it's Mavushal. So says the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
When I read this, I thought it was saying that better to have sweet wine than Mavushal.
The Minhag Kaddish shall have a few yesh l'yayin after rach in a tov from Mavushal, o sheyesh l'dvash.
Meaning,
either it has dvash in it, or Mavushal, right. So, still, that's, you try to be functional for it, but there's no reason to necessarily knock yourself out for it. I think that's what the Rambam is saying. So this brings us, before we get to the last studio, which is white wine. Kedem has different types of wine. They recently came out with Beishus, which is called not Mavushal. So, as you mentioned last night, when the Beishus first was produced, there was a major discussion among the poskim if you could use Beishus for Kiddush altogether. The first poskim that was willing to be Mekel and be master using Beishus for Kiddush with Hathila was the Teil Merov. The Teil Merov is still the Rabbi Machshir for Kedem. Now they have you also, but on top of it, it always says, Tachas, Hashokas, Hagayvid, Adon Abezin, the Kalfadr Shaselim, something like that. The Teil Merov was the person who was the first Rabbi Machshir and still the one who set policy for Kedem. The Teil Merov held that Bishul, in order to make it not a problem for Stam Yenom, is 212 degrees. It has to reach the boiling point. It actually has to boil. Therefore, when Kedem produces wine, anything which was not heated to 212 degrees is not Mavushal. So they write it not Mavushal. However, it could be that even though Kedem writes not Mavushal, the Moshe Feinstein held that maximum 170 degrees is very Mavushal. There's a famous Shubi right as far as the Shabbos is concerned. He's not sure what Yatzel Edesbo means. Somewhere between 110 degrees and 170, 165. He's not sure. So he writes by Hilchot Shabbos, be machmir both ways. Whichever case leads to a chumrah, be machmir, because he's not sure. But over 170 is definitely Mavushal. So according to Moshe, even if the wine is heated to 165, 170, it still is Mavushal. Meaning the fact that Kedem writes not Mavushal doesn't necessarily mean that it's not Mavushal while full of mice. And it comes up very importantly, especially if there's a maid in the house, or someone's helping in the house, and she mistakenly touches the wine, there you often have the wine that says on it, not Mavushal, still not even Mavushal.
It's not Mavushal according to the Salem.
Because it's not according to the Salem, exactly. Which is why Kedem recently came up with a new thing called not Mavushal grape juice. Oh, and not only is it not Mavushal, and they wrote, at least I saw in New York, at Supersoul, which is a big store in Main Street, they had an advertisement for Kedem, they tried to explain. What's that? There are three different types of grape juice. Those that are in whatever size bottles are Mavushal according to everyone. 212, let's say. Those that are in whatever size, on different size bottles, are Mavushal according to Rav Moshe, but not according to Teil Merov. And those that are in a third size bottles are not Mavushal according to everyone. So says Kedem. Sorry?
How do they stop fermenting?
Right. So how do they stop fermenting? So someone told me they think what they do is they do a process called cold pasteurization. But I was speaking to someone else who knew more. I didn't check this out with Chedden because they don't have it on their website. Right? They don't give this away freely. What they do is they heat it to some temperature which is lower, definitely lower than 170. So that's what someone pointed out. So let's say they heat it to 120. It's hard to imagine they do it. They can't heat it to 100 degrees and make it all of a sudden not ferment. It's hard to imagine that makes it into grape juice. You know, that's going to stop from fermenting. Which, let's say they heat it to 120. So what happens if it makes it to 120? What's that? So according to Rav Moshe, that's already suffered from a bushel. Which means, as far as the Rambam, we're not so sure. You might have the Rambam that wants you not to use that in a bushel. But what Rav Moshe say, let's say your helper in the house, the housekeeper touched that wine that was heated to 120. What would Rav Moshe Feinstein say? He'll spill it out. Because he says, be machmir for 170. But on the other hand, if you're trying to do the Rambam that says it's mavushal, it might be that it's only 120, meaning we're machmir both ways. So even if Ted needs to, let's say, 115, 120, it might be you have the worst of both worlds.
Okay,
as far as, right, you gain and you lose. The housekeeper touching it will still be a problem. But as far as the Rambam, we're not so sure that it helps for the Rambam. So I don't know if this idea is a good idea altogether from Kedem. And someone else very high up in the OU, not very wonder, someone higher in the very high in the Kashrus part of the OU told me that he would love for consumers to petition Kedem to stop making the grape juice. Because let's say you have to make the Rambam. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch Kashrus is not like the Rambam. Really, it's just, you know, you don't need to be closer to the Rambam but Yayin Bushel. And it can add to it can lead to so many kapulim because people don't realize and they'll have help in the house touch the grape juice. It's not worth it. It's worth it to be made on the Rambam and help stop people from having staminum.
Why do they make it? They make it. To get out of the Kiddush problem?
For Rambam. For the Rambam.
The Rambam says that it's not.
It says Mavushal is the problem. I mean, no, for this Rambam, not that yesterday's Rambam. Yesterday's Rambam, that he stopped from fermenting, or yesterday's opinion that grape juice can ferment, is a problem no matter what. As long as it's grape juice, it can ferment. It's still a problem. But as far as the idea of Mavushal, they try to get out of Mavushal. So first of all, even
Rashi, it's Rashi too.
I'm just saying, right, Rashi is how to actually hold like this. We'll
make a duffin.
Right, we make a duffin. So it's probably the Rambam that we're trying to use. And the Rambam is one of the important
ones. Is there a legal requirement for to have it pasteurized at all? I mean, it's got to be for a certain age, right?
Yeah, there's something we call flash pasteurization, which means you do it very quickly. I think some juices advertise
but there's some minimum.
Flash,
they
right,
get
but
all the
right.
Out,
it's
all
called
sterile. What does that mean? Yeah. What does that mean? Yeah, doesn't heat at all. So maybe I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure. We don't Tarachi and the Matthias with Kedem. I'm just raising some points which are a very serious consideration as far as this whole Bishul idea, and it might be a little bit of a metaphysics in some ways. We have to really look into it. Okay, the next studio with the time we have left is white wine. I live in Washington Heights, and there are two wine stores. One has a Carini Wines has a fantastic selection of kosher wines. There's one on Broadway, which has mostly Russian wines. In Washington Heights recently, a lot of Russians moved in. So there are a lot of Russian wines and Georgian wines and wines that I can't read. You know, they have this Cyrillic alphabet. But there are a few kosher wines, and the most popular kosher wine is, of course, Moscato d'Asti. They always have to stop. Everyone likes Moscato d'Asti. I guess especially Americans, because we're not so used to really good wine. At least, you know, Cabernet Sauvignon with steak doesn't really taste so good to us because we don't train, at least I don't train my palate. So Moscato d'Asti, which tastes like ginger ale, is much more delicious. The problem is, it is
sweet
and it's not dry. It's Yayin Lavan. The Gemara tells us in Bava Vastra that one of the other things we think we're excluding when we say that's the Yayin Haroi Lenasach Rabbi Mizbeach, Lemuti Yayin Borek. It's trying to exclude Yayin Borek. Yatanya Bekuan Lo Yavi. We said Yayin Borek cannot be something that when we said it has to be Yayin Haroi Venasach Adav Mizbeach, we can't be excluding Yayin Borek, the Gemara tells us, because Yayin Borek is good B'dievet from Mizbeach, which means therefore it's good B'dievet, it's good L'chassila. We didn't get to it, we didn't explain what it means. But Yayin Borek is good B'dievet from Mizbeach, therefore it's good even L'chassila for Kiddush. That's Yayin Borek. Says the Rashbam, and it seems clear from the Gemara, what does Borek mean? It means very, very light colored wine. That's what the word Borek means. Which leads us to a problem. The Gemara at the very end quotes the following exchange between Amoraim. Ba minei Rav Tana Chamuad Rav Mishar Shimei Rava Chamar Chivarion Mahu. Chivarion is white. White wine, clear. White wine, what's in with white, clear wine? Clean wine. Amorei, quote a pasuk from Mishlei, Al Tirei Yayin Ki Yis Adam. Mishlei means don't fear yayin. Don't fear, Rashi explains, don't fear Rishayim, even though they seem powerful and potent, like red wine, Hashem will overcome. Al tira yayin ki yis adam. But the Gemara says, from the fact that it says, al tira yayin ki yis adam, it sounds like wine, according to halacha, is specifically red. Now it's interesting, it doesn't mean as far as hagafen is concerned. Even white wine will be hagafen, but the Gemara is telling us in this part, a few lines after the first Gemara, about Borek, that yayin, for Kiddush, is not going to be valid unless it is white. Al-Tiriyanti is Adam. I'm sorry, red. Al-Tiriyanti is Adam. Real wine is red wine, not white wine. The Rashbam is bothered. Hold on. This is theorem Gemara. The Gemara about Borek was really quoting a Braisa. So the Braisa told us, what's the din with Borek? It's good for Kiddush. Comes along the Gemara later, quotes a member from an Amora, who would never argue on a Braisa, that is not sure what the din is by Shemacharayim, by fear, white wine. Very strange. Says the Rashbam, it is synonymous indeed with Yayin Borek. Even though it's really the same thing, this Amora didn't know that Braisa. So the Braisa told us Yayin Borek is good. The Amora who asked what the halacha is with Chamar Chivarion didn't know the Braisa. Which means, how would the Rashbam pass in halacha Maisa? As far as using white wine for Kiddush, do a passion that you can. Why? Because the Braisa said that Borek is good.
Yeah.
The Amora that asked later what the din is with white wine didn't know about the Braisa. But since we know about the Braisa, we have it in our Gemara. Clearly, Yayin Borek, which is the same thing as Chamar Chavarya, and white wine is good for Kiddush. For the Yavid was for the Mizbeah, which means kosher for the Kiddush. Right. That's Yayin Borek. So Yayin Borek, Chamar Chavarya, is good with Chatzilah, according to the Rashbam. Okay. So this closest quotes the dissenting opinion. The next quote, Tosim Pesachim Abbasim Tadivavim Vez, Tazenim Vez, Tamar Kamar Yemahu, Ulurim Yireh, Tishapu Shmielech, that the Braisa, the Gemara did hear about the Braisa, the Amora knew the Braisa, Shapu Shmielech, the Chivarion, Charuah Miborek, Chivarion, clear, white, is different than Borek. The Chivarion wasn't Yosem Midai. Chivarion means it's really, really white. Although Borek, Eno Ela, Mavik, Umuslabim Tzatz. It's only a little shiny and a little white. But it's still ready. Ruddy, not ready. So since it's between red and white, so borei is still valid because it's somewhere in between. We would call this pink, rosé, or blush. That's what borei is. So borei is still good. That's pink wine. But is pure white wine. That is not valid. So says Tosis. And that opinion is echoed by the Ramban. Because the Ramban, the next source, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramban, Mekashin Ayayin Laban. The Shulchan Aruch, some of the Shulchan Aruch that you can make Kiddush Ayayin Laban. The Ramban Poslo. The Ramban disagrees with Kiddush Akil B'dievet. Says the Ramban, even B'dievet, one should not use white wine. Abba Mavionoa, one should at least make Havdalah on it. Uminid Olam Shisvar Rishono. You can make Havdalah because even if it's not wine for Kiddush, it should be no different than Chamar Medina, which we'll talk about tomorrow, Bezos Hashem. But as far as Kiddush Friday night, where you can't use Chamar Medina, you have to use real wine, it's not valid. Because the Pasuk says, Al Tzir Yayin Tiyas Adam. So the Pashas in the Ramban, is the Ramban holds that white wine, like Tosu said, is Al Tzir Yayin Tiyas Adam. Rosé is what we talked about, Yayin Borek, which is valid for Kiddush. So even according to Ramban, Borek is not valid. Borek is valid, but real white wine is not valid. So when I first saw this Ramban, the Ramban talked about it being chaser, that white wine is chaser. I didn't understand why white wine is chaser. I thought, it makes no sense. I didn't understand. Because if you take Concord or red grapes, you make red wine. If you take mustard or white grapes, you make white wine. It's the exact same process. Why should one be any worse than the other? Then I researched, and I realized that I was totally wrong. Both white and red wines, maybe everyone else knows this, but both white and red wines come from Concord or red grapes. The difference is, when you make Concord or red wine, you squeeze the grapes, and you leave the skins in for a long time. So the wine picks up the colors of the skins. But if you make the wine and then you extract the skins right away, all you have is the grape juice, that will become white wine. Which means, I didn't know that. I'm glad I wasn't the only one. Thank you. So that explains why the Rabban thinks the Shulchan Aruch supposed to wash from the Rishonim. It's a Breisa. There's actually a defect because the full-bodied wine is wine made with the skin, which makes it red, as opposed to white wine. According to the Ramban, at least, the Torah tells us is actually missing a little bit, which helps us understand rosé. Rosé is also valid because there's some season. There's at least enough red body in the wine, as opposed to real white wine, which is missing something fundamental in the wine, is not valid.
So what comes out of white grapes?
Yes, I'm not sure. What happens if you take white grapes and you leave the skins in? I don't know. And if it really is white, maybe that white wine would be kosher even from the Ramban. Right, I don't know. Right, leave the skin. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Good question.
It could be the white grapes that make the wine.
That could be. Right, so they didn't make wine. Right, it's possible. Right, I don't know. But that was very fascinating, just a factoid. And that's, the Ramban understands it's really a chisaron in white wine. Says the Mishnah Berura, Avam Avihu Nalav, for this reason, not only can one make tiddush on it, can one make havdalah on it, but any places where Hamar Medina is good, namely even Shabbos morning, you can also use it. Since the postim write that we use for tiddush on Friday on Shabbos morning, we also use Hamar Medina, so we can also use white wine on Shabbos morning, not only for Havdalah, but even Shabbos morning, as opposed to Friday night, where we don't use Chamar Medina, you should only use red wine, according to the Ramban. But even according to the Ramban, it's good for Kiddush Shabbos morning and for Havdalah. In fact, Rosh Hashanah quotes the Talmud, Rosh Hashanah uses white wine for Friday, for Shabbos morning, like Mishnah Berurah points out, and for Havdalah, and red wine for Friday night. Be choshev to the Ramban if you can. And he had a Talmud who went, soon after he got married, went to the liquor store and bought a case of red wine for Friday night, and a case of white wine for Shabbos morning and for Havdalah. And he told Rav Shechter, Rebbe, look at the Talmud I am, I did this. Rav Shechter said, you're stupid. The reason I use white wine for Friday, for Shabbos morning and for Friday and for Havdalah is that people come to my house as guests all the time. They give me red wine, they give me white wine. So what do I do with the white wine? I'm not going to use it Friday night. So I use it Shabbos morning and I use it for Havdalah. There's no fear to the doctor go and buy white wine for Shabbos morning and for Havdalah. Whatever. But just illustrates the point.
He didn't call him stupid.
He didn't call him stupid. But he pointed out that it was a humorous story. I guess the moral of the story, first of all, is always ask. Meaning you never know what a Rebbe is doing unless you ask. But that does illustrate the point that the Mishnah Berurah says one can use it for Shabbos morning and for Havdalah, even according to the Ramban.
Isn't Ramban more desirable in general? Wouldn't it be the first choice if you have it?
That's a good question. Is it more desirable? That's a machlokes between Achronim or Mam Achronim. A lot of Achronim have opinions about it. When we talk about Tov or Chashuv, is it objective or subjective? So if it's really subjective, so maybe not. So
do we say on Pesach? It's preferable. Maybe that's for a different reason. Maybe there are a couple reasons possible. One is hashivas, and one is to
the red color. The mother of Rambam actually quotes there in Hilchos Pesach that if you have white wine, which is meshubach, from red wine, you should use white wine. We never do. We always use red wine. But if in theory there's white wine you like a lot better, you can really use that. So interesting, right? Even there,
that may be different.
Yeah, right. Man, they talk about that.
It's not really
that really down.
It's then having the
real
body of the skin, but that's the color.
Right. Very possible. Okay, now there's a very interesting Elie Rabba that Mr. Burr quotes as we finish. Elie Rabba says, just the third to last source, just Svar Rishona. The Elie Rabba, the Shulchan Aruch then told us the minute of Svar Rishona, the Elie Rabba Mashma, the Yayin Shu Lovan Yosem Midai, Nachon Lachmash Vedasa Ramban. By wine, which is super white, which is real mustard, real white wine, we're kosher for the Ramban. Shalom Hadash of Elvishas Bechach, Chenel Edom. So says Mishnah Berurah from the Elie Rabba, what's the din? Halacha Maisa? Let's just think about this. The Shulchan Aruch told us, most Rishonim hold that white wine is valid. Ramban holds it's not valid, but the Shulchan Aruch told us, Gamina Kisvar Rishonim. Comes along Mishnah Berurah from the Elie Rabba, and says, the Elie Rabba says that if it's rosé, you can be mafia and use it for kiddush, but real white wine, you should be machmir and not use for kiddush. So says the Elie Rabba. Now this is very perplexing. Because we saw that the Svarim Rishona, that disagrees with the Ramban, hold that you can even use pure white wine for Kiddush. The Ramban himself held you could use blush. So by the Mishnah quoting the Achronim, the Eli Rabba, that say that even when you're using the Svarim Rishona, that say that you can use white wine, only use blush, what he's doing, the Mishnah is really converting those that are Mekil into the Ramban. That is, the Ramban himself held you could use blush with Hashbos. And those that, in the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, held that you even could use pure white wine. So when the Mishnah writes that the Eli Rabba says, only be maker like the Ramban as far as blush is concerned and not real white wine is concerned, it's sort of mixing up the opinions. Meaning, according to the Ramban, even according to the Ramban, blush is good.
Well,
the Pashas. No, it doesn't, but the Pashas in the Ramban is that he understands like Tosos. How does he resolve the difference between Bore? Right, and we do know what's definitely clear from all the sources in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Svarim Rishona, the real opinion in the Shulchan Aruch holds that even real white wine is good. So if the first opinion holds that real white wine is good, and the second opinion, the Rashbam and others hold real white wine is good, it's only the Ramban, and the Ramban Pashas holds blush is good, by the Mishnah Berurah saying, we make it not like the Ramban only when it's blush, but not when it's real white wine, is sort of telling us really to be master to the Ramban, which is what the Shulchan Aruch is not saying. Which is why I think the Minhag Olam is to use real white wine. Because when the Shulchan Aruch says, Yaminah Tisvari Rishona, that means you can use all white wine, not only wine which is blush, which is what we usually do then. And the Beis Yosef quotes this idea quite clearly that the Tur and others, the Das Rabbeinu, Damtin Lahach, Shabiyayim, Lavim, Lachidish, Shabiyah, Lachafilo. You see, the non-Ramban camp, the second place source, such as the Tur and others, hold that even pure white wine is valid. And that's why the Minhag Olam is to use white wine, like the Shulchan Aruch says. Svar Rishona means real Svar Rishona. That is, not only blush, even real white wine. The last source is that there's a very fascinating fact in the Shmir Shabbos Chilchasa. What if you have white wine, you add food coloring to it? So would that work? So he says no. Because the whole point is that red wine means it has to be made red in the part of the process of making red wine. But nevertheless, the last source says the Shmir Shabbos Chilchasa in a footnote in Chelet Beis, which is that this is a saying of Kiddush, of Shabbos, the da. The Yayin Edom Nikra Shemitivahu Edom has to be specifically naturally red. You can't add food coloring to it. The Enochinami, listen to this. In Irmavu B'yayin Halavim Tzas Yayin Edom Gamti Mahani. If you add some red wine to white wine, it still helps.
It's not worse.
Yeah, but highly questionable because, yeah.
Why do you say that at all? White wine is just
fine anyway. So, yeah. If you want to be cautious, for those that help, for those that hold that only red wine is good, even if it's to them, just add some red wine to your white wine, then you're okay. But, yeah, it's like rosé, but this is with color, this should be like food coloring. Meaning,
no,
the whole point of red wine,
it's no longer
fun there. Yeah, but the part that made red wine different from white wine was the process. Not the fact that now you have wine that has some skins in it. It was the fact that there was wine that was never
inferior. But rosé, it's probably because you remove them early. They don't go through
the right, so, right, okay, it's one, I'm not saying it's sure how to, right. Shmir Shabbos Chilchasa is definitely a Kiddush. I'm not saying that it's connected to what we've learned, but it's just an interesting jump to say that if you add real grape skin coloring through a medium of red wine, then it's valid even though it's not originally. Yeah, I don't know, right. I mean, if it's not, food coloring won't work. You know, FD&C, whatever, red number 3 won't work. But if you add real grape skin, it sounds like it would work. It's a very interesting stuff. So just to review what we did, we saw that the yayin, from a tarkiz, where Shlomo Zalman says not to use, because it's not natural. Firstly, it's not something that happened originally, and therefore it's not going to be considered wine, and it would be a chisaron in bracha. It's a chisaron in shir. And number 2, even if you say that it's considered real wine, it's hard to imagine that, aside from the problem in shir, he says it's hard to imagine that this is considered wine because it became such a druk that it's not valid for Kiddush or Chagatim then, and then it's hard to say that a person should all of a sudden recreate wine, or at least recreate grape juice. By wine, it's normal, but not for grape juice. Then we saw Yayin Mevushal, according to 3 opinions in the Rishonim, according to Rashi and the Rash, it's not valid for Kiddush and it's Shakol. According to the Rambam, it's Hadrafen, but it's still not Roy for Kiddush, because it is there. And according to most Rishonim, like Tosfos, which is the main opinion according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's Hadrafen and valid for Kiddush. Then we saw white wine. White wine is also Machlokes Rishonim. According to the Ramban, it's not good for Kiddush. According to other Rishonim, we pass him that it's perfectly good, because Borek was a Braisa that is good, Kivarion was a later Emra that's not good. So we pass him like Borek, which is good, as opposed to Kivarion, which is not good. But the Ramban probably holds like Tosus that holds that white is not good, but rosé still is good, because there's a difference in the process. The Shulchan Aruch really passes like the Sfer Rishona, that you don't have to be kosher from the Ramban. If one can, one should be kosher from the Ramban. The funny El Yerava that says that even if you want to be kosher for the non-Ramban, only use rosé, not white, which we pointed out is hard, because we know the real Sfer Rishona holds that even pure white is good, which is why the minute all of us use pure white. And then the Shulchan Shabbat Shulchan is an interesting idea that if you add some red wine to it, it'll make it good even from the Ramban. Just one point, what about Sodeya Ba'oklin? So, Mishnah Berurah passes, right, Mishnah Berurah passes that we presume that there are some from the three Adam and Tia Ba'ochlin. There is there might be a problem that Mishnah Berurah at the end of this Mishnah Berurah points out that if you have Kavana to make it look pretty by doing that, then maybe Yesh Tia Ba'ochlin. But here, Lechara, your intent is not to make it look, meaning the Gemara talks about a Shofei that tries to make the meat look really delicious. So, he's selling meat and wants to make it look really delicious, so to us not to advertise, and he makes sure there's blood on the Beis HaShkitza so that it really looks fresh. So it sounds like the Prima Donna points out that might be Tzvi Ba'okhlin, because the point is you really want to color the meat. I mean, in a birthday cake, it's not Tzvi, but there you actually want to color the meat. So even if that would be true, that doesn't apply here, because here your intent is not to color it L'shem looking good, it's only L'shem halacha, so it probably we make those type of situations.
Yeah. Alex, tomorrow night,